From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Georgia's agricultural community is working to promote resources for rural Georgians to improve their behavioral and emotional health. Ag Commissioner Gary Black tells the Georgia Farm Bureau, "We are the backbones of our community, and well-being starts within. Take proactive steps today to promote a healthy lifestyle." The Georgia Department of Agriculture began developing mental health resources to share with Georgia's farming community and to address ongoing factors related to COVID-19. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer improved in April, rising 8 points to a reading of 121, but that's still 32% below its level from the same time last year. Producers' perspectives on current conditions and future expectations saw an uptick over the past month. The index of current conditions improved 7 points to 120, and the index of future expectations rose 9 points to 122. Rising commodity prices appear to be the reason behind the improved financial outlook. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the USDA is accepting more than 2 million acres in offers from agricultural producers and landowners through the Conservation Reserve Program's general sign-up. It's the first of the program's multiple sign-ups occurring this year. With about 3.4 million acres expiring this year, Vilsack encourages producers and landowners to consider the grassland and continuous sign-ups, both of which are currently open. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.